Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, I wanted to get into the football here with Andrew Thomas. It seems like now the expectation is that Thomas is finally going to make his season debut. And that is now piggybacking, the word of the week apparently, piggybacking the feel that a lot of people have, including some of the NFL experts that we've had on this week, whether it's Brian Baldinger on Tuesday, whether it's Kyle Brandt yesterday, the feeling, and I know a lot of you out there, same thing, the feeling that this is a winnable game for the Giants on Sunday. And I just don't see it that way. Yeah, obviously Thomas coming back will help. He's an integral part of what they're going to try to do. Do you think him coming back is going to help them score more points? I highly doubt the Giants are going to be able to score as many points as they scored last week. And even with those points, they still weren't able to get a win. So why on earth would I believe, and this is not to dismiss the Giants, I'll be rooting like hell for the Giants. I want to see them beat the Chiefs and have some kind of a relevant season here. But why on earth would you think, or why in the universe, would you think that the Giants have a chance of beating the Kansas City Chiefs? If you actually paid attention, close attention to the Chiefs, like, yeah, do they look like the perennial Super Bowl contender that we've seen? Maybe not. Maybe there's a drop-off. Maybe Travis Kelce doesn't have his whole heart and head into the game anymore. Maybe Mahomes has slowed down a little bit, although I would vehemently push back against that. They clearly don't have the weapons that they've had at different times. However, their defense is better than it's been before. And they still do have the best quarterback in the league in Patrick Mahomes. So, like, whatever your reasons are to poke holes in Kansas City, I think it's false. And they lost to a very good, very tough, hard-fighting Chargers team in week one. Week one of the NFL now is basically preseason week three, the way that we used to know it. So it's not even week two, it's week one. And in week two, they lost to the reigning Super Bowl champs in a tight game. All right, in their home building, sure enough. But one big, bad, costly mistake that flipped the whole game over with Kelce, who was going in, who dropped the ball. Turned into an interception, rest is history. Now, I'm not excusing that. Hey, mistakes are a part of it. Fumbles are a part of it. Drops are a part of it. Like, you got to make those plays. However, there's this feel as if the Chiefs are far less than what they were. The dynasty is dead, if you will. And there's this feel for some unknown reason that the Giants, after 1 week, 1 week of scoring touchdowns, we did it. We did it. Touchdowns. The Giants have scored some touchdowns. Like, is that all it took to get everybody back behind the Giants now? Give me, and the majority of that, yeah, like Malik Nabers is a stud. Is he going to be able to do what he did again against Kansas City? Is Russell Wilson going to be able to perfect those deep throws that they did so well against a crappy Cowboys defense? Like, take everything into account. The Cowboys don't have a good defense, and I would argue that their team is not as good as some people are saying. I don't trust Schottenheimer. The defense has been awful for the first 2 weeks. Even the offense has been inconsistent, yet they still found a way to beat the Giants, who scored 37 points. And throwing the deep ball over the place, daggers left and right, final nail in the coffin with the neighbor's touchdown. Nope, not so fast. So what exactly, here's what I want to know. Where is the confidence coming that the Giants are going to walk out of MetLife Stadium with a win and the Chiefs are going to leave at 0-3? Where is the confidence coming from? It doesn't make any sense to me. The Chiefs are better than most people are thinking, and the Giants are still the Giants until proven otherwise. Just because they took significant steps in one game with the offense, that's going to outweigh the three prior years that we've seen under Brian Daboll? Going against now a much better defense in Kansas City? Even with Thomas back, and I'm glad he's coming back, and I hope he can stay healthy. And maybe this can be the beginning of the Giants winning some games here. Yeah, I'm supposed to believe that the Kansas City Chiefs are going to walk out of MetLife Stadium 0-3, but yet Big Blue is going to get a win against the Chiefs? Come on now. Not saying it can't happen. Obviously, anything could happen in sports. We all know that. But I would never, ever bet on the Giants. Matter of fact, it's going to be one of my biggest bets tomorrow. A little teaser ahead of the Perfect Parlay Pick segment. I got to take the Chiefs. On principle alone, the idea that many people now are getting behind the Giants in this game, it just does not add up. Now, there's a path for the Giants to have success, run the football well against a better Chiefs defense. I don't know why you would think that that could happen, but if they do that, they could have success. Oh, and by the way, get to Patrick Mahomes. Name me a defense over the last 5 years, whatever it's been, that's gotten to Patrick Mahomes consistently. Meaning that the Giants, Burns, Kayvon, Carter, getting to Mahomes and creating havoc in the back in the backfield, which is something we haven't seen them do nearly enough in the first 2 weeks. Against, Jaden McDaniels and Dak Prescott. McDaniels good. He's not. Or Jaden, what did I say? Jaden McDaniels. Jaden Daniels is good. He's not Patrick Mahomes. I don't know how to get that from. All right, you can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. It's like $250 a month. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. This week's game of the week, the Pittsburgh Steelers, who got walloped by the Seahawks, taking on the New England Patriots. Back to the phones we go, 888-808-1019. We'll keep an eye on the Mets as they're about to get underway here. Dion wants to talk about his Yankees. Dion is in Queens. What's up, Dion?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say one thing. You may or may not agree with me, but I was at the Yankee game yesterday in Minnesota. I just got back about 2 hours ago. And there's something that the Yankees are missing. I mean, they couldn't put the team away handily yesterday, nor on Tuesday. I mean, they were up 10-1, and they let them come back. And yesterday, they let them stick around. I don't think the Yankees are going to go deep in the playoffs. There's something, I don't know if it's the pitching or the hitting or both, but I just don't have the same feeling that I had last season.
Do you have any concerns about a possible matchup in the wild card round? Whether it's the Astros, Mariners, Red Sox, are you worried about that versus what it was last year with the Royals, or it just pertains to the Yankees?
It just pertains to the Yankees for the most part. I'm not too worried about Houston, even though they can be that sneaky team and they've been the thorn in the Yankee side for a number of years. But it's just, the ballpark yesterday was flat, sparsely attended.
But it's Minnesota. I mean, you're in Minnesota. They're going to be flat. That team's out of it. The Yankees go in there and they really rough them up. See, what I would say about the Yankees this week is that, okay, you saw the offense get shut out and then you saw them score 20 runs in consecutive games, right? The 10 runs on Tuesday and then 10 runs again last night. I would take more, even though they blew the 10-1 lead, I would still take away more positives in that game. And then last night, I think it was just on Luis Gil, who didn't have his best stuff. He started to run out of steam there, and then the bullpen did a good job. So I wouldn't have any concerns just based off of the two games.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
In Minnesota, or the three games in Minnesota?
No, it's over the season for the most part. I would say from like late May, early June on.
Yeah,
they tended to kind of fall off the edge there, and they lost, you know, their place in, you know,
I get it,
as a division leader.
Well,
so there's something there.
Well, correct, Dion. However, and thank you for the call, and appreciate your fandom going out there and hey, watching the Yanks in Minnesota. Love that ballpark. I went out there years ago. Fun ballpark to go visit. Yeah, there's something there. However, you can make the case that the offense can carry them. Let's say Judge continues his heater and all of a sudden carries this team through a postseason. Like if Aaron Judge for once is what he's been in the regular season for the majority of his career, if he takes that and does that in the postseason, the Yankees can overcome a lot of deficiencies. Now, I don't know what's going to happen at shortstop, but at least Volpe, when he played, not last night, the night before, there were some encouraging signs. Now, not to make it all about him, but I'm just saying that there are some encouraging signs. The offense at its best is an elite offense. Elite. Maybe the best in the entire sport when it's at its best. The concern is that going to be sustainable or is that going to come to fruition, their great offense, in the postseason? That's a big question. Are they going to be able to clean up things defensively and on the base paths? But they have the tools. You know, they have speed. They've got guys that can play defense. They've obviously got power. That's their greatest strength. They have quality starters. Fried, Rodon. I mean, Heel, all right, maybe a little concerned about that. Schlittler, all right, I wouldn't trust him 100%. Maybe he's starting to run out of steam a little bit. But still, with Fried and Rodon, at the very least, those two. And then you have, you know, one of the others making a start in game three. You feel good about that. The bullpen would probably be my biggest area of concern. Like, I'm with you. There are issues. The Yankees have flaws. We all know that. They're not a perfect team. Who else is? I wouldn't worry about the Astros. That would be the team that I'd prefer to face. I'd rather face the Astros than the Mariners or the Red Sox. I think those teams could be very dangerous. Pitching, the primary reason for that. The good pitching that the Mariners and the Red Sox have. But now, to me, from a Yankee perspective, is not the time to be negative. You had all year to watch this team. They are what they are. You roll up your sleeves, go get them in the postseason. Take your chances. Hope that the offense stays hot more often than not. Hope that you don't beat yourselves with the bad defense or base running or, you know, the follies that have happened at times that the Yankees could think are over-talked about or overhyped or overrated, whatever, overplayed. Go out there and play clean baseball. Don't beat yourself. And then cross your fingers that Bednar, Devin Williams, and one other guy, whether it's Cruz, whether it's Weaver, they probably need one of those guys in addition to Williams and Bednar. You hope that those guys could hold down the fort out of the pen. Gary is in Mayapack. What's up, Gary?
Sal, long time no speak. Miss you, bro.
How are you, Gary? How are things?
I'm good. Hanging in. I wish you were still on the overnight because there's so many Met losses that have turned my stomach and I needed to vent to someone. And I don't get along with C-Mac so much. So
why not? Has he been yelling at you, C-Mac? What's he doing? He's treating you dirty? He's treating you poorly?
Well, actually, it goes back to where I thought he was piling on Zach Wilson for a while. I thought he was just like everyone else, and right, we didn't agree on that.
And look, you could overcome it, though. Remember, you and I had our issues with the Rangers and Islanders. You got on me for being a fraud Ranger fan when I wore the Islander jersey. It took a while for you to get over that.
Absolutely. I boycotted you for a while for the playoffs. And
Gary,
then we made a run. We took the first two games in Jersey. We thought we were winning the cup again and had that turn out.
Obviously not the way that we would have liked, as every year since 1994. Anyway, okay, what's your point, Gary?
It's on the Mets. I don't know if it's their philosophy, if it's Hefner, if it's the pitchers, or that they're gutless. I really feel they're gutless. You know, Manoah, his last start before Mendoza brought him into the tunnel, he gave up like four hits in a row. They were all off speed, breaking ball, sliders. He throws that sidearm slurve at 74. What do you think is going to happen to it? And last night, and it's been happening since the All-Star break with Peterson, he does not challenge anybody anymore. He never challenges you with a fastball. He'll get ahead of you 0-2. He'll nibble. Now it gets to 3-2. And, you know, last night, if he doesn't swing at that ball, he probably walks in a run. Where's the fastballs? They walk everybody.
Yeah, I mean, the walks are infuriating, Gary, and great to hear from you. Hope all is well. You get back to us. I do miss you, too, on the overnight. And a lot of the callers used to call the show regularly, yeah, you know, helping us all get through those overnights. That was a lot of fun. So I do miss you guys. And good luck to your Rangers, our Rangers, this upcoming season here. Be here before you know it. Yeah, I mean, look, the Mets have had issues throwing strikes all year long. It's been an issue. And there were some issues here already in the first inning with Tong. Dude, Hoff and I were kind of watching this as we were listening to Gary. Manny Machado hit a laser to left field over the head of Nimmo that one-hopped the wall, and somehow he got thrown out at second base by a mile. What the hell is going on with baseball? Like, the Mets infuriate me where they can't get a runner in from second base with a base hit. It's just mind-boggling. Like, second base is, or at least it used to be, and it is for the majority of baseball, considered scoring position. Yet with the Mets, they're stacing the station. Drives me nuts. A base hit from second base. You get a base hit with a guy on second, he can't score. Machado hit what should be a clear double by, like, any measurement possible. And he, thankfully, gets thrown out at second base. Otherwise, it would have been second and third and one out with Jonah Tong on the mound under duress again. But instead, it is a runner at third and two outs as Tong tries to work through the first inning, which is something he could not do in his last start. What was he doing, Hoff? What the hell happened there with Machado?
You know what? He's not trying to say he's slow out of the gates, but again, he's not the fastest runner.
He gets thrown out by a mile. He hit the ball off the wall.
And think about it. It was off Nimmo's noodle arm. Got him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It wasn't even Nimmo's arm. Nimmo threw it to Lindor. A cutoff. The ball one-hopped the wall. Nimmo, who doesn't have a good arm, throws it to Lindor. The cutoff man who turned and fired a bullet to McNeil at second base to get him by a mile. Wasn't even close.
I think that Nimmo should have caught the ball, by the way. I think he's just not positioned properly. I think that a faster outfielder would have got that ball. I think it was hit pretty hard, though, so the speed might have been able to ricochet off the wall quick enough. That's part of it.
Anyway, where's your, no, you're okay. Where's your confidence level in Tong after watching the first few hitters here?
Oh, terrible. I listen, he's got two outs. There's a runner on third, and there's no run scored, so that's a positive.
That's true.
I mean,
get out of the clean here.
Yeah, this is. Can I just tell you something? While you were talking before,
yeah,
there was a pitch to Machado. He had him 0-2, and he threw a fastball, and he just it didn't bury it in the dirt. But there's no fool. He's not fooling anybody.
Yeah, I know.
His location is so off.
The Mets know this was. As a matter of fact, I would bet that their decision to start him in this game predated Manoah doing well with his, you know, when he had that talking with Mendoza in the middle of the game in Philadelphia. Tong did get through it. All right. Exhale, one inning down, we didn't allow a run. So that's good news for the Mets. Ryan calling
Pop
from
the champagne, everybody.
From Rockland County. What's up, Ryan? Oh, sorry, it's 120. I got distracted there. Go ahead, Ryan. Go ahead.
Oh, hi, Sal. The thing with Savannah Bananas is funny. I'll get to the Mets things in a second. The Met bats are going to carry Buchanan. Go, okay, Pat.
And thank you for the call, of course, Ryan.
Oh, wait, that was Buchanan?
Yeah, that was the famous Buchanan call.
Wait a second.
Yeah, it's been a while.
I got screwed again on that?
Yes. It's all right. Well, I haven't heard from him in a while.
Dude,
think about that. You just made that guy's life. Like, any Met fan that thinks that they're going to celebrate a postseason berth, it would pale in comparison to what that guy just celebrated for getting through on the phones there and saying Buchanan. He's been doing it for 30 years.
He should have been retired. He got me a couple weeks ago, and it was so good.
Where, on your overnight show?
Yeah, I told him, you know what, that you should put your feet up, smoke a cigar, take a sip of whiskey, and retire. You did it. You nailed it.
I just
it.
Try to think, like, as I think through this, and it used to bother me a little bit. I'm not even angry anymore. I just, like, try to think through what kind of life is that you call the radio station for, you know, 30 or whatever it is, 20 plus, at least 20 plus years, and wait on hold to get through and then, you know, talk about Pat Buchanan, who at this point I would think the majority of people don't even know. I really don't even.
Is he still alive?
I have no idea.
Exactly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.